You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Skycloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned for Between Two Worlds.
Hey, welcome everyone. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, your favorite psychic medium and paranormal investigator. This week I have a special guest and we have a very special time. Even though my show is not running itself into Valentine's Day that close, so I actually decided to do what's called a pre-Valentine's special this evening. And this young lady is a good friend of mine that we've known for a few years now, and we work together on other radio programs. And I asked her to come on my show, and she is called the Love Psychic. Her name is Jill Dane, and I want to share a story about her regarding, this would be her bit of her bio, I want to share the story with you. So basically this is what it says, folklore has it that the psychic ability is hereditary, her psychic ability is hereditary. Jill Dane is living proof. As the daughter of renowned psychic Mickey Dane, Jill has demonstrated a world-class ability of her own. When a young schoolgirl, Jill was sent home early for telling the teachers what they were going to write before they wrote it. At the age of 13, Jill predicted on radio a terrorist attack 1 month before it occurred. Currently, Jill Dane is listed as the number one love psychic in 100 top psychics in America. I've got that book. I read it a long time ago. And the most amazing teenage psychic in America, she may not be a teenage now, but she's young at heart. She's also known in Ripley's Believe It or Not, named one of the top five psychics by Woman's Own Magazine and American Woman's Magazine. She has also been written up by the Miami Herald, the Baltimore News, the National Enquirer, the Globe, the Star, and a host of other publications. She has predicted over 700-plus marriages, and in 1992... She predicted on television that in 1998, President Clinton would be involved in a sex scandal. Ooh. She also predicted his election and re-election. Jill is also a medical intuitive and helps people all around the world solve their medical puzzles. She has also appeared on Lifetime Television's Beyond Chance, Geraldo, has helped families of missing children, The Christina Show, Miami Tonight, and was one of the first psychics to appear on educational television. And she has been heard on radio across the country where she predicted the outcome of the 1997 World Series 2 months before the game. Her radio show, The Love Psychic, is a smash hit in South Florida marketplace. As the psychic to the stars, Jill has worked with many famous personalities, including the Presley family. Jill's accuracy as a clairvoyant has made her a premier psychic sought out from all corners of the globe. And if I remember correctly, I think Jill said that she was actually on the show Miami Inc., which was last year, I believe. Anyways, without no further ado, I want to get Jill on. Jill, are you there?
Hi, how are you? Yes, I was on Miami Inc.
Yeah.
And I was on Dateline.
Good.
And, I've been on TV my whole life since I was 6 years old, but Miami Inc. Do you guys get Miami Inc. down there?
Yes, we do.
Okay, well, Kat and her husband, they did a whole day with Jill Dane, and it was one of their shows, and she came to see me, and I saw her having L.A. Inc. She didn't even know that she was going to have the show, and she was looking at me kind of strange, and I said, you're going to be fully in California, and it's going to be called L.A. Inc., and she, like, smiled, but I didn't know what I was talking about. And next thing you know, 7 months later, it's called L.A. Inc.
That was Kat Von D. I remember she's a sweetheart.
She has her own show now. It's called it's in California. It's called LA Inc.
Yeah, I've watched the show. She's doing fabulous.
She's a phenomenal tattoo artist.
Yeah, she is quite
good. What she does is, you know, like if someone lost somebody, she could tattoo that person on your body and it looks identical to the picture.
I know.
She's phenomenal.
She likes doing black shades more than actually color, if she can get away with it. She finds it because of the flesh next to the design.
You want to hear something really strange about that for just one second?
Yeah.
They sent someone to come see me before we did the show, and it was a gentleman. He was from California, and it was a friend of all of theirs on Miami Ink. And when he sat down, I looked at him, and I kept seeing these Navy SEALs. And he says, "I can't believe it. Cat just put two Navy SEALs on my body. And one represents his mother, and one represents the father." So I said, "Oh, that's good." He wanted, something of his mom and dad on him. And that's the purpose of the show, basically. All these people are putting, tattoos on their body of a memory, majority of them, of a family member, a friend, or someone they loved, an animal. And so he kept asking this question, "Jill, am I Jewish? Am I Russian Jew?" And I kept saying, "No, you're Catholic." And he says, "Well, I don't know. I have this feeling I'm a Russian Jew." And we kept going back and forth with this. So I said, "I'm telling you, you are not Jewish. Your mom was extremely Catholic. And if she heard this, because his mom, I'm half Jewish, I'm half Catholic myself."
Uh-huh.
But I said, "If your mother would hear this, your mom really didn't like Jewish, people that much, And he goes, "You're right." I said, "So I'm telling you, you are not Jewish." So he went to, pay me for the reading, and he puts the last $20 bill on the table, on my desk. And I said, "What is that?" And in big red letters in print, guess what it said, Derek?
Red letters in print.
In print, right on the $20 bill.
Navy
it said,
SEAL.
"Jesus is your Lord."
Wow.
Is that amazing?
Wow.
It was like a sign from his mom saying, "You are not Jewish. Jesus is your Lord." And then the following day, we filmed Miami Ink.
Wow, that's good.
But that's amazing how people, people think signs are just coming from, through, electricity and things like that. That's a sign right there as well.
Definitely.
Trying to tell him Jesus is his Lord. He was kept saying he was Jewish. And I kept arguing with him, telling me he wasn't, and right there it said it. In red. What other colors, right?
He couldn't do any better than that.
Yeah. So it's such a pleasure to be on with you.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I can't wait for you to come on my show.
I mean, we're going to have fun doing this.
We're going to have a blast.
Okay, everybody out there, we have open lines, and the numbers for those are calling in toll-free numbers from the U.S. is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. In Canada, that's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. International callers, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Jill Dane, the love psychic. If you want to actually get a reading with Jill, please call in. I'm sure everybody's been... Actually, we had a caller calling in ahead of time. I guess they knew you were coming on. And this is a lot of it for ladies, but, guys, don't be shy. Jill is good at what she does. I've listened to her work. Jill's outstanding. And,
you're outstanding. Come on.
Yeah, just on the lines. Anybody's on the, even in the Pal Talk room, we have also the Pal Talk chat room. We also have the BBS radio chat room. If you guys ever actually want to, now you can't just sit there and wait and ask a question. You have to phone this one in. Because Jill will actually, I would rather Jill be more connected with you verbally than actually just having to basically make contact by just the Pal Talk or a chat room. One question I want to ask you, my dear. Now, your mom still is Mickey Dane.
Yes.
And how many years has both you and your mom been working together? Because you guys are tag-teaming each other once in a while, aren't you?
I've been on radio since I was six. My mom's been on radio now, so God, that makes it, and I'm 42. It's a long time.
Yeah.
And my mother has been on radio since she was 38 years old.
Wow.
Predicting. She was with Larry King. I used to sit next to Larry King on WIOD radio. That's where he started.
Uh-huh.
And my mother used to, you know, she was on To Tell the Truth. Will the Real Mickey Dane Please Stand Up?
Oh, yeah, I remember that show.
Huh? Do you remember that show?
Remember that show, To Tell the Truth,
yeah. Kitty Carlisle. And we used to fly out to Canada and used to do city TV and walk the streets of Canada with the microphone. And with the educational television, she broke 80,000 calls per minute and broke their telephone lines in three area states. That's when psychics weren't allowed to be in South Carolina.
Yeah, wasn't there a bit of a bylaw they had back then? They still had the witchcraft law or something like that?
Yeah, it was like the witchcraft law. And so when she got on educational television for the first time, and then I was on it with her.
Yeah.
So the lines went ballistic, and they broke the telephone lines, and the telephone carrier sent us a letter. Next time you appear, you have to let us know the broadcast time, the date, so they could hook up a special device, because no one had telephone lines after that for like 3 days.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, we got a caller calling in. We have a caller waiting for us. Someone there?
Hello?
Hi there. Hi, Joe, and hi, Daryl. I don't know if that's my encore to say hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I know I heard. I had the opportunity to meet with you before, but I have heard Daryl before.
Oh, thank you.
My name is Marie, and I'm in Southern Ontario, Canada.
Oh, I love Canada.
Well, that's good.
The people there are so wonderful.
Right.
I have some beautiful clients in Ontario, and they're just such a delight. The people in Canada are just so wonderful. Beautiful people.
Thank you.
So you have a question for Jill?
I do. I would like to know about my love life. Since you're a love doctor, give me a prescription.
Of who, right? Who, when, and where, right? What is your birthday?
November the 7th, 53.
So you're still 30 years old, right?
I'm what?
You're still 30 years old.
Maybe in my head, but I would say more like 54.
No, you're getting younger.
Well, I attract a lot of young men.
Yes, you do. You get younger as you get older and you get more wiser.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still going to meet someone a little bit younger than you.
Oh, dear.
That's going to be a Gemini.
A Gemini?
Yes.
Ooh.
What? Can I just ask you a question?
Sure.
Why did you just say, ooh, Gemini?
Well, because of the duo twin personality.
Okay, can I say something to you?
Uh-huh.
I did a lecture in New York City, and I had around 550 people in front of me, and there was at least 53 Geminis there. And there were people born the same day, same time, same birthday, nothing alike.
And you could have dated all of them. They're all men, right?
she gets along better with men than women.
Oh, yeah.
In every aspect of your life, throughout your whole life.
Definitely a tomboy. I like guys, you know.
Yes, you do.
And everything like that, so I'm not, I mean, although I like cooking, I definitely am the type of female, but I'm kind of tomboy, but I also like to have beautiful nails, pedicure, but just very tomboyish, I guess.
No, but you relate more better with men.
Am I going to be afraid to take them home to meet my children?
No, this is... You want to? No, I'm not saying the person's going to be in their 30s. What I'm saying to you is they'll be a little bit younger than you.
A little.
Yeah. I could say, you know, more toward around 5-6 years younger. It's not going to be like someone, you know, he'll be like around 49 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not old.
Okay.
And 50, and 50's not old either.
Don't forget, younger guys take longer to keep up with a woman that's much a little bit older.
No, but you got to understand, too, age is a number.
Yeah.
It's how you feel and how you act. You know, there are some...
I think I'd be a real devilish kind of old woman, but...
My
but you're gonna meet somebody with such great personality that you'll be laughing all the time.
That's what I mean.
You know, and someone with a little bit stronger personality, but someone with humor as well. You still have a little bit of time to meet this person. You'll be meeting people, but you still have a few years to go till I see the right person.
A lot of people all of a sudden. It's like all of a sudden.
It's like when it rains, it pours.
I'm attracting everybody, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah, but I want to say one thing to you. Once you see red flags, you know what red flags are? It's time to walk away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they don't change. You hear me?
Yeah.
So have fun, but once you see something not right, goodbye. Don't fall and fall too hard, Marie. Too fast.
I'm in the nursing field. I want to help people.
Yeah. But you're too good.
Yeah.
You're too good.
Sure.
But the one factor is these next few years are going to be dynamite years. You're going to meet a lot of nice people. You're going to go on some nice dates. But I still see a few years till the right one comes in.
Oh.
You know, if you could really go back 10 years ago, those were rough times.
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes.
And that was emotionally, mentally, physically, okay?
Uh-huh.
A relationship. You hear me?
Uh-huh.
And you had to close the door. Right?
Uh-huh. Well, no, it's not that the door closed it. Well, it did close, but not that I closed it. My husband died.
No, the other person closed it, but you had to close it.
My husband died.
Mind-wise. You hear me?
Pardon me?
You had to close it mind-wise. Your husband, this wasn't your doing, it was your husband's doing, but mind-wise, you had to close it. Yeah, you went through a rough time.
Well, he died, and then I went through a very tough time, yeah.
That's what she's trying to say.
Yeah.
Whether they leave you or cross over, they're still leaving you physically.
Yeah.
But
it was
the idea
really,
of putting
really
the mind
rough.
Frame back into the idea of wanting to meet someone again.
And now I'm ready to move
And now you're
past
ready to
that.
Move forward.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you see any kind of a move for me physically from where I'm at right now?
I don't see that yet.
Man,
yet.
No love, no move.
No, I didn't say no love.
Can I lose weight? Can you tell me that I'm going to lose weight?
Well, you will lose weight. And the best thing to do, I'm going to give you a hint right now, is eat an apple and hot tea before you go to bed at night.
Okay.
It's like a natural laxative.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to put some iron supplements in your body.
Well, I'm doing multivitamins, and I'm doing 3 6s and 9s, and I'm doing
that's
double D's and all
that. But that's
that
not
stuff.
Iron.
Yeah.
That's not iron. But I did not say there's not going to be love. There's going to be a lot of love.
There is
You're
a lot.
Meet some nice
but
people.
It seems like
you
it's
have
short
to, wait,
term.
Wait, I want to stop for 1 second. The first 3 months of dating someone is like a honeymoon.
Huh?
Remember that.
Oh, yeah.
It's everybody's on their best behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Then comes 6 months, and you find out a little bit more about a person. By a year, you know about that person. Then you know who the real person really is.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be dating. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you're not going to date someone 6 months, you know, but you'll end up being good friends. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years from now, you'll be saying, oh, my God, I'm in this great, beautiful relationship. If I told you it's going to happen this year, that it's going to be the same one from 2 years from now, you'll be like, Jill, why did you tell me that?
Mm-hmm.
But you are going to have, it's not going to be, you're not going to be alone. Now is the time to start your life. Sleeping Beauty needs to awaken. You hear me?
Oh, for sure, and exercise too.
And you're
going
to meet someone as beautiful as you are.
Yeah.
You will.
Do you see any changes in my family situation, Jill?
I'm sorry?
Do you see any changes in my family situation? There's a bit of an upheaval there.
Yeah, but that will change. That I see a more positive.
Once you get started in this new relationship, all that's going to change.
Ah. So once they see the kid in me again, then they're all going to start giggling.
They'll step back and they'll leave you alone.
Because they attack me because I'm alone all the time.
Because you make yourself that way. Time to get out and do something.
Marie, they're not going to come knocking on the door.
No, I keep saying that too. I got a cousin at home, and she used to always worry all the time, wanting to have a guy in her life. And I said, well, there'll be a guy coming into your life, and I describe what the guy's going to look like. Okay, so she sat there waiting and waiting, think he's going to come to her door and say, hi, I'm going to be your new boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And it won't work that way. You got to go out there and still live your life, and you will meet him that way, not someone who comes to your door.
Remember the name John.
I beg your pardon?
Remember the name John.
Oh, God, I'm talking to two or three right now.
Now you know.
Okay.
You're
take
wonderful.
Care.
You're wonderful. I want you to think more positive.
Well, I am
because
thinking
you know
positive, but I'm afraid to move forward, too. I mean,
What did I say? You got to go forward.
I know. I'm a little bit nervous about getting into a long term with anyone, but I'm ready. I'm ready to work out.
I believe you're ready. It's been a long time.
Thank you.
And now it's time for you to, like I said, open your wings. Sleeping Beauty needs to awaken. And show the world you're here.
Thank you. I'm awake.
No, you're a beautiful spirit.
Thank you.
And you have a good soul. And remember what I'm saying to you. You're going to meet someone just like you, but with a stronger personality.
Uh-oh.
That's going to be tough.
That will be tough. Because.
But a Gemini, remember that.
He's a Gemini.
Yeah, but keep.
I wrote it down.
But keep, keep meeting the people. You know, meet these Johns. You hear me?
Every John I meet, I'm going to say, are you a Gemini?
Are you a Gemini? But let's say some of them right now are not. Remember, because it's a few years down the road. Date
mm-hmm.
them. Get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
You see
my finances changing as well, because it's
that,
like I've
yes.
been hit with everything all at once with my husband
happen.
Dying, you know.
That will happen. You're going to meet somebody that is more into like property and real estate. You hear me? Someone that's not in the medical field.
So you're well provided.
Well, am I well provided? You know, I'm a non-materialistic person, Daryl. Or Derek, what does it mean? You know? Like,
it'll all work out.
I mean, I'm just
patient.
If I had somebody in my life that was a multimillionaire, I'd be out there trying to figure out humanitarian-wise what I would do with his money.
That's what he works in, property and real estate.
Yeah.
There you go.
And he does well for himself. I'm not saying he's a multimillionaire. But what I'm saying to you is also, I want you taking these vitamins. I want you taking iron. I want you taking some folic acid.
Okay, hang on. I'm writing it down. Iron,
I want you staying away
folic
from
acid.
You hear me?
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
I want you staying away from sugar.
Oh, I know sugar. Yeah, definitely.
You can't have sugar in your family.
No, I cannot handle sugar. I know that.
Okay. So, you know, I want you taking the folic acid and take the iron. If you can't take the iron supplements, I want you taking broccoli. I want you taking beets. What else? Lentil beans.
Say that again. Legume?
Lentil beans.
Lentil. Okay, let me mark that down.
Spinach.
Mm-hmm. What about that juice there with the antioxidants, pomegranate?
That's perfect.
Yeah, I've been taking that.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's excellent for your body.
Yeah.
You need to clean it out.
What I've noticed with that is I have a lot of gas all of a sudden. Now, I've never had gas prior to the juice.
You know why? Because it's cleaning your system out.
Ah. Yeah. I thought, wow, that's a pretty wild one. But
do some green shots.
Green?
Yeah, those green grass shots.
Yeah.
Do some of those.
Not in your arm. Just drink it.
No, it's drinking.
Like green, like the green, that's like the green, like it's like the green and you put it in water.
No. It's green grass. Over here in the United States, we have a place called Whole Foods.
Hmm.
I am pretty sure you have General Nutrition
Store. We have the same thing here.
Right? Oh, you have Whole Foods there?
Oh, yeah, all the time, everywhere.
Okay, so just ask them for a green grass shot.
Oh, I know what that is. A shot, though, I've never heard of that. Like, I hear of stuff, the greens that you put in water and drink it.
No. It's called a green grass shot.
I'm going to make a note of that.
And you put it like in a little cup and you drink it real quick.
Okay.
And that's also good for your body. And then I like you for like one day just to drink distilled water.
Oh.
But honestly, what you're taking is really cleaning your body out.
Oh, I'm aware.
That's why you're having a lot of gas.
I am aware because it's like, whoa, I'm glad nobody's around my house.
You're going to see how you're going to lose a lot of weight.
With the pomegranate.
Absolutely. The object is to eat an apple and hot tea. That's like another natural laxative. Before you go to bed at night, to walk 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes at night.
Part of town I'm in right now, I don't think I'd go out at night there. I have to be aware of that.
Can't see the snow.
Yeah, it's not just the snow. It's the fact that it's a little bit, let's just say,
a little bit
criminal.
Okay.
I wouldn't go out at night,
I wouldn't
walk
you.
The hall.
Yeah,
those are two things I'd have to say, good advice, but it's
you
not
also,
really...
You also can do, get yourself one of those stair climbers in your home, and you can use those.
Well, I need to move. I have to move there, you know. I have to move because I'm in a studio or a bachelorette, and I'm waiting for a change, and it's been ongoing now for 4 years. It just hasn't happened, and something's telling me that it's not going to happen because I'm going to meet someone and we're going to get together.
Like I said, you asked if you were going to move yet, and I don't see that right now.
Yeah.
It'll all work out. Eventually, it'll all work out.
Hey, it'll work out because, you know what, I'm in a good headspace and life is good. I'm just working at my 3s, 6s, and 9s, my D, my multivitamins, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, exercising, going to the hot tub this morning, and swimming, and going back
to
work in April.
Is there a gym around you?
A gym? Yeah, I have what you call a pass to go to a gym. And
okay,
that's what I'm doing.
Go on the treadmill for 30 minutes.
You know, you're right, Jill, but I also have a knee problem.
Okay, but listen to me.
Stair climber, treadmill,
even
though
you
the
have
same...
a knee problem, you go on the treadmill where you don't go on, like, full speed.
Mm-hmm.
That with the people that are in rehabilitation?
Yeah.
Are you saying it right? They go on there slowly. They're walking. As long as your body's moving... That's all that matters. Or go in the pool or the jacuzzi and just move around in there.
Well, I have to tell you what I did. I was chasing a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old because I was going to gobble their belly and blow on it.
Well, that's great exercise.
And I twisted or did something to my left leg, and now I have to use a cane. So I have to be careful on that.
Yeah, but you're going to be okay.
I'm sure I twisted it.
That's going to come back.
You'll end up getting yourself off the cane eventually. It's just that you got to start to exercise more.
Yeah.
That's
the
reason why you're on the cane.
Well, hey, having a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old, and they say, Nanny, come and gobble us. Come and catch us if you can.
Oh, how cute.
I said, I will get you before the night is over.
For calling
in, very much, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
You take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
People,
what
just,
a nice lady.
And you know what? There are people like that, like herself. They really, really positively want to find someone in their life because they feel so like, you know, when you lose someone, and you're trying to cry out for who you want to contact. And I know what it's like. People like that are just trying to find every which way you could find an answer.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's hard, especially when you lose someone, and people have to realize one thing. There are some people that sit there and they lose, you know, the love of their lives.
Yeah.
Derek. And
we have another caller calling in? We have a caller not calling in. Who am I talking to?
Isabel.
Isabel. Hi, Isabel. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Where are you calling from, my dear?
I'm calling from California.
Isabel from California.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jill.
Hi, Isabel. Hey, Jill, I'm listening.
You're listening?
Oh, God.
I wait, Isabel, stay on the line. I just wanted to finish what I was saying, if that Marie's listening.
Okay.
In life, when you lose someone and they say, that was my soulmate and I'll never meet another soulmate again, yes, they will. They'll meet another soulmate and they'll love them in another way.
Yeah.
So I just want Marie to know that.
Good. She'll hear that, I'm sure.
How's my Isabel going? Tell me.
Good. How are you?
Huh? I'm so glad to hear your voice. How's the job scene going up there?
How's what?
How's work going?
Good.
Good? So are you loving it?
Yeah, I'm loving it. The change is good.
Has your husband gone up to see you?
He's coming on February 14th.
There you go.
What are you going to do for Valentine's Day? He's going to be here for 10 days. And we have, things have gotten a lot better over this past 6 months.
I love it. I told you it was a good move.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. Even though we have some distance right now.
A lot of times distance makes the relationship a lot better.
I think that is the case here.
You know, people miss each other more. I need to send my husband on vacation for a good 2 months.
There you go.
Oh. I'm joking. I'm going to tell my husband, go away for 2 months. Oh, it's so good. I'm going to be coming out to California.
You're what?
I'm coming out that way.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I'm coming in June.
Ooh.
Are you going to be up there in June?
Where at?
I'm going to L.A.
Well, I'm north
Beverly
of
Beverly Hills, that is.
Hmm?
Beverly Hills.
Well, I'm north of there, but that doesn't mean we can't connect.
Oh, my God. I hope you come up. I'm dying to meet you.
I'm dying to meet you, too.
No, you'll come up. You'll come and sit on a shoot and everything. It will be fun.
That would be great.
Okay? Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Derek. You want to ask Derek a question?
What?
You want to ask Derek a question?
Derek is
a very good psychic.
What?
You want to ask me a question? Go for it.
Well, are you, you were talking a little bit about this woman's health and what she might do to improve, and I'm trying to lose some weight myself and do some good things for my body, and wondering if you guys have some advice on that. Again.
I would say on that part for you is to start working on what we call a cleansing, detoxing the body. Work on detoxing the liver.
Okay.
And detoxing the colon, because basically what you're doing is you're actually trying to remove some waste so your body can start flushing easier.
Okay.
I also feel that you, in one way, I want to say you do have issues trying to climb stairs or walking upstairs. I feel like a bit of a winding. And if you are having that kind of a problem, then I would say to get yourself on something that I would recommend for you, or as well as actually called the Strauss Heart Drops. And what it does is starts to clean up the plaque in your system. And you'll start noticing more weight loss, because what it does, it cleanses the arteries, and then you can have a natural way of losing weight. The way of losing weight is called smart eating. Instead of using the word diet, look at the word smart eating and start looking at the darker greens in your own foods.
Oh, I don't like smart diet. I don't like that word.
I don't call it even a diet. I call them smart eating.
Do you know my son just lost, my son, I'm so proud of him. He had to lose 20 pounds, and he just lost 21 pounds.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah, I put him on, and, you know, he's a child, you know, he's only a baby, and he gained, and I had these people take him for Christmas, my Italian friends, and they fed him like there was no tomorrow, and within 2 weeks, he must have gained 10 pounds.
Wow.
And he had to lose 20 altogether, because he had gained 10 pounds prior. So I fed him just salads for lunch, fruit, chicken and salmon. That's all he can eat.
Yeah.
And he lost it all. And he doesn't have, he hates to exercise.
So basically, the sugars are the parts that actually causes you to gain weight.
And so if you start
working on nutritions, which is high carbs and lesser proteins, you will start losing the weight naturally without having to think about it. And it actually teaches the brain to lose the weight because it's saying, oh, I don't feel hungry, but I still feel like as if I'm, that I've eaten.
Right.
Also, look at your plates. Make your plates lesser portions. That means buy your plates smaller than they normally are. Because most people today now are buying huger, larger plates than they used to.
Right.
But your eyes look at the portions. So you just take your plates, buy plates that are smaller than the regular size, and use those as portions. You'll start noticing a big difference.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
what was the name of that? I'm sorry, what was the name of that stuff that you said for cleaning the plaque in your system?
Oh, the Strauss Heart Drops, Strauss. Heart Drops. Now, what it does, it's made by a seventh-generation master herbalist by the name of Jim Strauss. He's from Austria, and these guys are into alternative health. They're not into what you call the Band-Aid. They go for the cure. Right. I want to say the word, the cure part, because they try to clean something up that your body does not. And I'll, you know, a lot of people say, well, why do doctors don't have this? Doctors, a lot of times, are not wanting to, there are some physicians, I'm not putting them all down, but some physicians don't want you to know the truth. Actually, there is a way of taking care of oneself.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up in the Strauss Heart Drops myself about 5 years ago, or not 5 years ago, 9 years ago, where I ended up had my first similar type of heart attack. I was very sick. And this man showed up in church one day when I was doing some healing work on some people, and he walked up and he says, are you Derek? And I said, yeah. And he says, well, I have a message for you from God. Do you mind if I come to see you for a minute? And I said, sure. So he sat down, and he pulled out this bottle and placed it on the table, and he said, this is for you. God told me to tell you that you tell me that you're doing a wonderful job, and you need to keep up the good work, but you need to be healthy. And he said, take this and do this for a year, and you'll be fine. So I said, well, number one, I said, where do you get it? And, I mean, how much is it? He says, there's no cost. It's all taken care of. And he walked out the room. No one knew where he was. Nobody knew who he was.
Wow.
It's like an angel.
This is what happens if you are meant to take care of people, or you meant to do, you know, wanting to take care of yourself, if you put the word out, Spirit helps you. They'll give you guidance.
Israel just got, what is it, family, what did you get the license with? Family what?
I just became a certified family coach.
Certified family coach.
Yes. I'm the founder and president of an organization called the Coalition Against Institutionalized Child Abuse, where I learned about kids that were being abused in a residential treatment program. And the more that I learned and the more that I've mentored families and worked with them for really over the past 20 years, I decided a piece was missing. And as I started learning about coaching, I decided to become a family coach. So I've been working very hard and just last weekend got my certification. So I'm very excited.
Congratulations.
I'm so happy for you. She is such a wonderful person. Another person I never met in person, right?
That's right, but we will.
We will. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, it's good. I hope we were able to help you a little bit.
Yeah, you were. I'm going to look into that, definitely. And I'm feeling really good about things. And one of the things that came out over this last weekend was that really stuck out for me during our last part of our course. With self-care, you know, in order to be able to take care of others and to help others, we need to be healthy and take care of ourselves, too.
Definitely.
So I'm going to be putting that up a little higher on the...
You know what I want you to do as well?
What?
I went on Saturday. I had to do a few radio stations before, you know, my day, you know, I said I'm taking the other half of Saturday off, you know. Mm-hmm. So at 1 o'clock, I got to go to the beach, and I'm at the beach, and all of a sudden, I see a friend who I haven't seen since last June, and I almost passed out. He weighed 330 pounds, okay, in June, okay?
Wow.
So count the months. What is that from now? I'm sorry, it was the end of May. It was like May 30th, okay? So what is that, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Right now he weighs 180.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, for him.
And I used to tell him when, you know, when I knew him a long time ago, I used to be like 110 pounds. I used to only eat this like tuna fish with like apples in it, and I used to use vinegar and balsamic vinaigrette, and I used to put raisins in it, and... You know, I used to make it taste good, but I used to put it on salad with balsamic vinaigrette. And he started eating that, and he ate chicken, and he got a machine called the X3. It's called the X3, something X3. Hmm. And he bought the machine, and he started using the machine every single day. I could not believe his body. He didn't even have to have stomach surgery to cut, you know, he used to be a size 50 waist. He's down to a 30 waist.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that
amazing? What this machine does, actually, it works on the oh my God, I was thinking about the word. It starts to get rid of the toxins outside the body. And
it's amazing.
Whatever, and it's just, in a way, it's almost like...
Olympia X-ray, something like that.
And
wow.
It starts to, it works really well.
They have it in all the gyms. And I swore, you know, I got to lose myself right now, like 20 pounds. And I'm going to go work out on that machine because, I mean, what an inspiration. I said, I got to take a picture of you because...
Wow.
I'm still in shock till this day from seeing him at the end of May and then seeing him this past Saturday. And I was like, you had to have that stomach surgery. Because, Jill, I swear to God to you, I've been working out like there's no tomorrow. And it's this machine and eating right.
Wow.
Olympia, I think it's called Olympia X-ray, something like that.
And they have them, like, in gyms?
They have them in all the gyms.
Oh.
All the gyms. Should have it.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, go on that machine at least once a day.
Okay.
And, you know, do whatever Derek said with the, you know, with what is it, the heart drops? What are those?
The Strauss heart drops.
With those?
Yeah. Actually, what you do basically, you can actually write the word on the Google search engine, Strauss heart drops, and it'll take you to the website. And you can order it online, and you can actually have it mailed to you.
Okay, I'm not getting what that first word was before heart drop.
Yeah, Strauss.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, Strauss heart drops.
Okay.
And I would look up, and just look on the site, and you can actually order it from there. And also, too, if you want to do any detox cleansings, they actually do have herbs that actually they sell to you, and they'll show you how to do it, how to use them properly, so you're not going to, you don't have to put the fear of thinking you're going to have any overdosing. You don't. This is very
right.
natural. Yeah.
Right. Good.
But also try that machine.
What?
Try that machine.
I'm definitely going to look into that. I'm still
flabbergasted by this person because I must have talked about him so far to 20,000 people because I'm still in shock. Because all these other people, they've had their stomach tied or they had that gastro bypass surgeries.
Mm-mm,
and, you know, for someone being 330 pounds, he said he didn't want to go through that and he was going to do it on his own, and he did. Mm-hmm. I said, you should go tell them, show them before and after picture. You know,
mm-hmm.
like how Jenny Craig and all those people are on there? This is the real deal here. This is true. You know, he really lost the weight on this machine.
That's great.
That's my goal. I said, first thing, you know, starting on Monday, I'm in the gym. So my husband says to me, why Monday? Why not tomorrow? You have to get your mind set, you know, to get in there.
Yeah.
Because I know once I get in there, I won't get out. When you talk about it, it's going to be the next day.
Definitely. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you,
Isabel. I love you.
I love you, too. It's great talking to you.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I want to write that down, too, that those heart drops you were talking about.
Well, actually, that's the very same ones I mentioned about your mom.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, this is the one I was trying to get you to do, because when I had that dream about you...
And it's amazing you had the dream about my mother.
What was I thinking about your mother for? And I thought, okay, this is for your mom. And I tried to call Homie, our friend, try to get a hold of him to contact you, say, look, you got to get a hold of Jill's mom, or Jill, tell her that her mom needs to do this, because it's going to help your mom a whole lot. And here's the great thing about it. You can be on heart medication, and it will not interfere with any heart medication.
Wow.
And it will do the job.
Well, it's like all natural?
It's all natural herbs.
All natural.
And it comes in a tincture form. So you take about a half an inch of the vial, you put it under your tongue, for about 5 to 6 seconds, and then you drink with warm water. You do it 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. So the first thing you do is in the morning, half an hour before lunch, and then before you go to bed, and you do that for a year. And if you want to do maintenance down the road, that's fine. But I'm telling you, it does work because it's helped me a whole heck of a lot. And I noticed a big difference in color pigmentation of my skin. It's cleaner, feeling better. You don't have that itchy feeling in your body because sometimes people always deal with that sugar issues. Anybody's diabetic can still take it too. It does not harm anybody's diabetic. It actually does help improve. And there's all kinds of things that can be done.
Wow.
This company
yeah,
can.
You know, my mom had that bypass surgery.
Well, your mom could be doing this right now, and the reason why she had the bypass surgery because her arteries shut down, and their arteries shut down because there's a plaque in the arteries. And you know what? I'll tell you this right now. One of my friends actually had his father, who had a stent put into his chest,
right,
to open it up. After he took the heart drops, 3 months later, the stent was floating around, had nothing to attach itself to.
Oh my God! What about if someone had a stroke?
Same thing. They can do that. Because the stroke is all to do with the issues regarding the breakdown of the system, of actually the arteries. Because it's how we eat our foods. And see, the thing is, people say, well, I'm dietary now, or I'm eating proper foods now. I'm not talking about now. Is what you ate 10, 20 years ago that's still in your system that has never been cleaned up.
Right.
It still lingers. So
even
when I tell people about...
Let's say these people, all those people out there that drink a lot of alcohol, too.
Yeah. The alcohol's not the only thing. I've got a caller calling in, Jill. Are you ready again?
Yeah, I'm ready again.
Okay. Hey, who's the caller calling in?
It's Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you doing?
Good, Derek. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Mission, D.C.
From Mission?
Yeah. Pardon me?
From Mission, you say?
Yes.
Okay. Jill, we have Yvonne from Mission, B.C.
Oh, D.C.?
Yeah, British Columbia.
Oh, okay. Hello. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thank you. What is your birthday, by the way?
May 30th, 1955.
1955?
Yeah.
I love that Canadians and say 8:30th. I was just on Europe Radio, and they were confusing me. They were going 6:12, right? And it's supposed to be 12:06.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute, what is your birthday? So the person goes, Jill, it's June 12th. I'm like, please have them phrase it that way because they're going to confuse me here. Okay, so it's August 30th, 1955, right?
May 30th, 1955.
May 30th?
Yeah.
Oh, May 30th, 55. And what is your question?
I'd just like to know if I'm going to meet somebody soon.
It's funny. You know how we predicted a Gemini for someone, right?
Yes, I heard that.
We had a Gemini calling in.
I'm good with Geminis.
I'm sorry?
I'm good with Geminis. I like them.
You are good with Geminis. But you're going to meet someone that's like on... you're going to meet a Libra first. Okay?
Yeah.
You know what a Libra is?
I'll look it up. I'm not sure the month.
Libra is anywhere from, like, September 22nd till October 22nd. That's a Libra.
Okay.
Okay. But you will meet a Gemini, though.
Was that right?
Yes. That's going to be on the cusp, if I could say, of Cancerian.
Pardon me?
It's going to be on the cusp.
Mm-hmm.
A cusp. Cusp means it's, like, anywhere from... June 20th to, you know,
yep.
July 21st.
Mm-hmm.
That's the cusp.
Yep.
Okay? So
yep.
you'll meet a Gemini on the cusp of Cancerian. A nice one.
Oh, good. I was going to say I was married to one Gemini.
Yeah, I know. I know you were. I thought you were going to meet another one.
Well, this one's going to be nicer, right?
Much nicer.
Good.
And that's why I said not all Geminis are the same.
No, they're not. Definitely not.
You know, this Gemini, if I could say, will be sweet.
Okay.
And will be a one-woman person.
Perfect.
You hear me? Won't
yep.
have another person on the side.
I like that.
Yeah,
we'll
be dedicated.
For.
I'm sorry?
Telling Yvonne that's what she's been waiting for.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's been waiting a long time.
Yeah.
A long, long time.
Well, the right one's worth the wait.
If I could go back, Yvonne, you know, to the year 1989, 1990,
yeah.
those were rough times.
Yes, they were.
For you.
Yes.
And you're going to see how things start changing more forward till, if I could say, these coming years, like for 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, you know, and I love that year 2011.
Oh,
you
perfect.
Hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So, but this one, the one that, you know, remember, there'll be a Libra in between.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And I keep seeing if I could say, with the, I want you to write this name, Michael.
Okay.
Okay, Michael.
Yep.
Okay, no Robert.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
And this person, something, there's something there that I keep seeing that's with, like, computers.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
And business.
Okay.
Nice.
Good.
And has a full head of hair.
Perfect.
Okay? It won't be bald. And nothing's wrong if someone is.
No. Nope.
You know? Nothing's wrong with that. That doesn't make a person. What the person's inside makes a person.
Exactly.
You know, I always tell people, always go for the inner beauty. You know,
exactly.
Outer beauty doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And it's what the inner beauty, and a lot of times the inner beauty makes the outer beauty more beautiful, you
mm-hmm.
know? So first the person will be attractive, but the inner beauty is going to be nice.
Oh, that's what I like.
You know, you didn't have that before.
No.
And you should have let go of that person a long, long time ago.
Yes, I should have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But like I was telling that other woman, if there was, let's just say there was, I'm going to say it this way. Let's say I had a Dalmatian, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it had all these spots on it, right?
Yeah.
And I took a permanent marker and I colored it all in, right?
Yeah.
So, wow, I just made the whole dog one color, right?
Mm-hmm.
So eventually it goes out in the rain and little by little the color starts fading.
Yeah.
So what was it good for, 6 weeks? And then it goes back to the same way?
Exactly.
You deserve so much better than what you had before.
Well, thank you.
And you will.
Good.
You will find love.
I'm glad to hear that.
That I definitely see. I can't wait for that because you're one person that really deserves it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and you'll let us know, okay?
Yes, I will.
It's a pleasure speaking with you.
Pleasure speaking with you, too.
Thank you.
Take care.
And thank you, Derek.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Derek, you're going to be appearing with me on my radio show, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to be coming on your show, so...
Get ready for a lot of questions.
Yeah. I'm not too much into the love psychic stuff, but I do
it once. Okay. Whatever, you know.
But I do that once in a while, not too often. I mean, a lot of people come to see me and they'll say, "Well, when am I going to meet my next guy?" I do say the same thing, but I like it. I like everyone's everybody else to make their own reading of others because it's like we get second confirmations at times, which is actually a good thing to have. It's not just always have to say, "Well, she said this and he said that." And it's all
right.
We're not here for competition. We're here to work with each other.
When is my Derek going to be writing his book?
I'm sorry?
When are you going to be writing your book?
Well, I wrote my first book. I'm actually working on my second one.
I know. When are we doing it? You're not going to procrastinate on this, right?
Yeah, I guess I better not. I'm a little bit delaying some of it, too. Yeah, it's true. I am. Been busy. Actually, I've been busy doing a lot of other things. But no, actually, the book itself that I'm working on could be quite a teaching tool.
Okay.
A second teaching tool. Basically, I was teaching people how to use their skills.
And
what they recognize from it. Because not many people like ourselves actually have actually written books about what to understand for the first timers. You know, these are normally we tell our story, but we never really tell other people. What to recognize. There's always classes, but never in a book. So I'm going to be putting a bit of a detailed idea of other people that I've met through the years to share the stories of what they've dealt with and how they learned to overcome those issues, whether it's an unsettling for example, having a palpitation in the heart, and they think, okay, what's wrong with me? It doesn't mean that you're going to have a heart attack. It could also mean that your skills have become so strong that you're getting those heavy breathing situations, just basically telling you to slow down a little bit because they're trying to get through. And energy's coming through us. And so a lot of people there's different ways of feeling emotions. So that's what I'm trying to put
it. What's the first book?
The first book I did is called Spiritual Journeys with White Sky Cloud. And that was actually, the book itself was all about channel writings. from spirits that I've worked with, that I've been working with throughout the years.
Oh,
a lot
my
of
God,
cuisine.
I love it.
and it was a great teaching tool. Actually, I've helped a lot of people go through drug and alcohol recovery with this book.
So let me ask you something. So when you come on the radio, can people still buy it?
Oh, yeah, they can. They can order online.
Okay, good.
They can order from me, and I just mail it to them.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
Because I know they'll probably be interested in wanting to buy one. I think that's nice. I like that. There was another person wrote the channeling the spirit of John F. K.
Yeah.
John F. Kennedy.
Yes,
what spirits did you channel? Is this spirits that were around you, or
the one main spirit that I've actually channeled? Well, actually. Channels more like he's been with me all my life since I was a boy, and that was White Bear, and he's a Lakota chief that's crossed over, and he's been working with me since I was a child, and I didn't know who he was at first. I just saw this big tall man, very proud of himself, and then he started telling me who he was when I became an adult.
Oh wow!
And then through the years, as other family members have crossed over, they're close to me. They've been coming to see me a lot, so I've been chatting with them too. So it's been a journey for me.
When are you going to come down to Florida?
Yeah. We got somebody calling in.
Okay.
Is there someone there? No, we haven't. Okay. well, Jill.
When are you going to come down our way?
I'm sorry?
When are you going to come down our way?
Am I going to come traveling your direction?
Yes. When are you going to come down this way and show Florida
what I can do?
Our famous person.
I would like to take a trip up there. I'm going to try to come up that way sometime this year.
Oh, good. Because if you come up this way, you let me know in advance.
Uh-huh.
We'll get you a lecture going.
Sure. Sounds really great.
You know, and so everyone can see Derek. We'll get a lecture going your way, and that way, if I know in advance, we could put it out in advance. And that way everyone in Florida could start coming over.
Sound great.
To see you.
Well, Jill, it's time for us to close right now. I guess the shows are ready to shut down, so I can really thank you very much.
It went by so fast. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
I had a lot of fun. I wish this thing was 2 hours.
I think you're wonderful.
We'll keep on going and going and going.
You have such beautiful energy. I just want you to know that.
Well, thank you. We have a lot of people that want to call in, and a lot of them are actually afraid to call in. They're so shy. I know, because I got the PAL room, the PAL talk rooms, or the chat rooms here, and they're sitting there going like, well, what I like to do, but I'm shy. They're afraid against their voice being heard. I'm not sure what that's about. Anyways, folks, we'll chat with you guys next weekend. Next week it's going to be me doing my mediumship. So anybody wants to be calling in next week, asking me questions. Even Jill can call me for a reading. Anyways,
I will. How's that?
It's been a pleasure chatting with you. And,
it's a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure having Jill on. I'd like to have you come back again.
I would love to. Thank you again for having me.
Well, folks, this is fun, and we're going to be shutting you down. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud from talking to you in Between Two Worlds. And take care, folks. Be safe out there. Bye.
Radio.